Next public hearing is conditional use number 2514, Bruce Sentman.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small engine and lawnmower repair business and a sales shop to be located on a certain parcel of land, Lowingham being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 42,961 square feet, more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Sheep Pen Road, which is Sussex County Route 328, approximately 250 feet northeast of Godwin School Road, which is Sussex County Route 410. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 16, Parcel 73.03. Submitted into court, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's survey and sketch plan, we have a copy of Ordinance Number 2364, which is dated 16th of September 2014, we have a copy of the DLDOT Service Level Evaluation Response, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that you're Mr. Sentman.
Yep, I'm Bruce Sentman, the applicant.
Okay.
I have my existing conditional use to operate the small engine repair business, and I'm just looking to add in sales for like 10 or 12 unit golf carts. They'd just be sitting out when I'm open, when I'm closed, they'd be inside the buildings, not be seen.
Okay, all right, Ms. Wingate, would you like to ask a few questions?
Well, I have to say, if I had a neighbor that was going to open a business, I would hope it would be somebody that keeps their place like you did, because it was very neat around there. In fact, I wouldn't even know that you were doing equipment repairs. So the golf carts then, would they be stored outside, did you just say?
Or? No, they'd be stored inside.
On the inside too?
Just out during business hours.
Okay. Our normal questions, you want a sign, because you already have one up there, so do you,
yes.
We'll make that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hours of operation for the sales?
It'd be the same as what the small engine business is now.
And what is that?
Nights during the week, and then Saturday, 8 to 5.
Okay. No sales on Sunday?
No.
Okay. I think that's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Are you going to display the golf carts near the road?
They'll be along my property line. That's an old picture there. Sheep Pen Road has been moved because of Plantation Lakes development, and there's like 2.5 acres out in front. And yeah, there you go. So where that yellow line is where the golf carts would be sitting at my property line. The property in front of me is Plantation Lakes property.
His property sits way back. You saw that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yep, that's all I have.
Okay, Collins?
I happened to go by there Sunday, and the golf carts were out.
I sit them out if I am out, but okay. If I'm there, I don't plan on being open every Sunday. Or.
So the conditional use, though, we probably would want to specify if,
okay.
If you are going to want to have Sunday hours, you'd want to include that in the conditional use, right?
Because if it's a condition and you violate it, then you're going to be in trouble.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and well-maintained. Everything
I was just going by my advertised hours.
Brother?
I think everybody covered it. I'm the last one, ma'am.
Okay. White House, anything?
Not for me, thank you.
Okay, staff, any comments? Counselor?
No questions, just a comment that in the information online, we do have ordinance number 2364. So if the commission, and it has conditions A through J, you know, that pretty much cover the businesses Mr. Sentman mentioned. I think if you were inclined to approve it, I'd ask to defer it and just not to hold things up, but make sure we can do it consistently. But I don't think it's a big change because everything's already established.
Right.
You know, okay. I think we would want to change it so that the golf carts can be sold on Sunday hours. Maybe the other hours of operation stay the same.
No,
but
that'd be best for you.
It covers the sign, it covers the dumpster, security lights, the standard stuff.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. Mr. Sentman, you can take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2514, Bruce Sentman? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2514? All right. Any questions from the commission? Anything else?
No, thank you.
All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.